The Marines are famous for their close-knit team spirit, a cohesion that Marine leaders say the photo sharing has undermined. In a video posted by the Pentagon, Marine Commandant General Robert Neller was blunt.
We are all in 24/7. And if that commitment to your excellence interferes with your me time, or if you can or are unwilling to commit to contributing 100% to our Corps' warfighting ability by being a good teammate and improving cohesion and trust, then I have to ask you, do you really want to be a Marine?
In short, if you treat fellow Marines like this, you aren't a real Marine. The brass says that's not up for debate, but comments posted under online stories about the scandal make it clear that some Marines disagree, like this one in the Marine Corps Times. Quote, how about giving homage to a female that takes care of her body and looks good? We can do that anymore? Unquote. The Marine Corps says people with attitudes like that are a minority, but while all the service branches have had gender discrimination issues, some observers say the Marines in particular have a boys' club tone.
Not just a Marine Corps problem, but I think it's probably the worst case of it, or the worst example of it from the Marine Corps.
Ellen Herring is a retired Army colonel and one of the earliest female graduates of West Point. She now does research on gender integration in the military. Herring cited a RAND Corporation study in 2014 that found Marine women experienced the highest rate of sexual assault in the military, and she notes this isn't the first time Marine men have been caught sharing inappropriate photos. Herring says a big part of the problem is the Marines are the only service that separates men and women for many of the physical parts of boot camp.
Women are put into their own separate little battalion. They're trained differently. They're trained separately. Their training isn't as tough, and their standards aren't as high. And so when they graduate, they become the targets. You know, they're seen as an other Marine. Somebody once said it's like you have an asterisk by your name. You're a Marine, but not the real Marine.
The Marine Corps says that men and women are together for more than 60% of boot camp, including classes, and that men are trained there to treat females as equals.
Throughout recruit training, there's what we call core value guide discussions that are led by the senior drill instructor.
Captain Gregory Carroll is a spokesman for Marine Corps Recruit Depot Parris Island, where all female recruits and many male recruits go for basic training.
But you take that male drill instructor, and he's going to talk to his recruits kneecap to kneecap and discuss with them various subjects, you know, to include equal opportunity, for example. He's going to explain to them, you know, what is right and what is wrong, and develop that individual not only into a basic trained Marine, but, you know, an ethical warrior.
Retired Marine Lieutenant General Gregory Newbold agrees with the Commandant that the men sharing the photos weren't behaving like real Marines.
It really is deeply offensive that a Marine would treat another Marine like this.
He says fixing it will take support from officers, but that this misogyny can only be erased from the Corps' culture by the frontline enlisted leaders, like sergeants and corporals.
They're the role models for behavior, and they have the opportunity to stop this.
The scandal comes as the Marines are trying to boost the number of women in their ranks, long stalled at around 7%. The Army's percentage of women is about twice as high, and the Navy and Air Force are even higher. A year ago, Neller, the Commandant, said he wanted to get the Marines to 10% women. With this scandal, reaching that goal got harder. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.